Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Most people think that cancer screening saves lives, and this myth is perpetuated by doctors, hospitals, nonprofits supporting cancer research and testing like the American Cancer Society, and others who profit from both administering the tests and treating the patients that the tests diagnose and bring to the table. Rarely is the lack of efficacy for screening tests discussed, and almost never are the potential harms that result from overdiagnosis and overtreatment, often for non-existent cancers. These things are almost never mentioned. Well, a recent study looked at how often the potential for harm is quantified in studies looking at cancer screening. So the authors reviewed data from randomized trials that evaluated the efficacy of cancer screening for reducing the incidence of cancer, mortality from cancer, and all-cause mortality. They also looked at whether absolute numbers or incidence of harm were provided separately for the screening and control groups. And they measured outcomes like false positive, overdiagnosis, negative psychological or social consequences, invasive follow-up procedures, and all-cause mortality. 57 trials were included that involved 10 different screening interventions. And they were things like mammography, self-exam, clinical exam, colonoscopy, lung cancer testing with chest x-ray. So a broad variety of testing methods to detect many different types of cancer. And what they found was that there were 3 million study participants in these 57 trials. And what they found was that false positives were quantified in only 2 out of these 57 trials, overdiagnosis in only 4, negative psychological or social consequences in 5, invasive follow-up procedures in 27. They did state all-cause mortality in 34. That was a little bit better. But the median percentage of space in the results section that quantified harm was only 12%. So the authors concluded that cancer screening trials rarely quantify the potential harm that can result from screening. And the two most important, which are overdiagnosis and false positives, and you guys have heard me talking about this for a very long time, were included at only 7% and 4% respectively. They reported that the benefits of cancer screening were quantified much more often than the potential for harm, and that both benefits and harm from screening should be equally well quantified in order that people receive accurate information. And I agree. You know, my disagreement with much of what we do in medicine is we ignore the potential harm, and that patients aren't given the full picture of what the possibilities are, both the benefits, the risks, and also alternatives in order to make informed decisions. And what this study highlights is why even healthcare professionals don't know this stuff. I mean, the medical journals are spinning this to favor the benefits without looking at the harm. So even those who are reading medical journals, and my contention is that there aren't enough of them, aren't getting a really good balanced view of what patients should be told before they make decisions about diagnostic testing. So, that's why I wrote my book, Food Over Medicine, The Conversation That Could Save Your Life, because I think the patient has to know. If the researchers aren't looking at this most of the time, and the medical journals aren't talking about it, and healthcare professionals aren't educated about it, well, that leaves you, the patient, who needs to know about this stuff before you visit a doctor. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.